Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is a commonly used acronym to aid us in remembering our interventions for patients in the acute coronary syndrome, or ACS, algorithm. M is for morphine, O for oxygen, N is nitroglycerin, and A is aspirin. The medication aspirin is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short, 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS-related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. Aspirin may have some beneficial anti-inflammatory effects, but it's used for acute coronary syndrome primarily for its antiplatelet properties. Aspirin's quick absorption and ability to inhibit platelets from aggregating make it the first medication we should consider giving conscious patients with suspected myocardial ischemia. Aspirin is generally considered a safe medication. In some areas with emergency medical dispatchers certified to give pre-arrival instructions, callers are instructed to administer aspirin after answering a few simple questions. If the patient doesn't have a known severe allergy, a recent stroke, or GI bleeding, aspirin may be given before EMS even arrives. And this is helpful. Even though a patient experiencing acute coronary syndrome is likely already to have a clot causing decreased blood flow to heart muscle, administration of aspirin can help prevent additional clots from forming and inhibit growth of an existing clot. Aspirin alone will not dissolve a blood clot. A 12-lead ECG, medical history, labs, and a physical assessment will determine if a patient is more suited for PCI or TPA to address an existing clot. There are two contraindications for administration of aspirin: a known severe allergy and GI bleeding. Aspirin should be used with caution in patients that have had a recent hemorrhagic stroke, intracranial bleed, or major surgery. The dose of aspirin is 162 to 325 milligrams by mouth. As aspirin commonly comes in 81-milligram enteric-coated tablets, two 81-milligram tabs would be 162 milligrams, while four tabs would be 324. So two to four 81-milligram tablets will put us in the correct dosing range. Aspirin is absorbed significantly faster when it's chewed rather than swallowed whole, so we should tell patients to chew it before swallowing. For patients with upper GI disease or severe nausea and vomiting, aspirin may be given rectally as a 300-milligram suppository. The majority of the time that we'll give aspirin in ACLS is for ischemic chest pain. Aspirin is also used under very specific conditions in the stroke algorithm as well. For stroke patients that are not candidates for TPA and have no bleeding identified on CT, aspirin can be given while we consider EVT for large vessel occlusion. I cover the stroke chain of survival, timed goals, and the EMS transport algorithm in more detail on other PASS ACLS Tip of the Day episodes. If you'd like more information on aspirin use or stroke care, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. I've shared links to some of my favorite medical podcasts that cover ACLS-related topics. Some of them go into far more detail than is needed to pass ACLS, but is good to know. A few even give free CE. Just listen to an episode, then pass an online quiz. If you found value in today's tip on aspirin, consider giving back via the link in the episode description, or take a few seconds to share PASS ACLS with your coworkers and classmates on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.